So last time we spoke about Arichus, about the Gemara in Maseches Beyah, and the Machlokes Shammai and Hillel, and I wanted to show you that this Mahalath, that there's a fundamental principle in the background that's governing the approach to Shabbos between Shammai and Hillel, is not my idea. It's something that we already find in this forum of the great Balei Halacha and Machshav. And I wanted to show you the difference between the way in which the Chassam Sefer says essentially the same Yisoid and the way the Sfasemis presents it. So in Maseches Beyah, in his Chidushim on Shas, the Chassam Sefer brings the Gemara of Beishamai Michad Shabbos L'Shabbate and Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim. And he says the following. The approach of Beis Shammai was that every single day of the week, in other words, Kol Yomov, there was never a day in Olam Hazeh that he wasn't connecting himself to the Yom Shekuloi Shabbos of Olam Haba. Beis Hillel Svira Lohu Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. The Yofe Sho Achas Litzadikim. It's very interesting that the Vilna Gaon was Nifter in Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and he was wearing, of course, his tzitzis, and he was holding the lulav and esrog, and he started to cry. And they asked him, why is he crying? Thinking that maybe he's crying because he... Misa. He says, because he's leaving a world that for pennies you can be zoicha to Chayei Olam Haba. So Yofet Shoachas Ba'olam Hazeh Mikol Chayei Olam Haba. So he says, so why? Now here is a very big chiddush in the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer says that the derech of Beis Hillel is actually harder than the derech of Beis Shammai. To turn this world into kedusha is harder than to escape this world, Ke'ilu, by perpetually connecting to Kedusha El Yoina. So to think that Olam Hazeh is merely a facade is much different than thinking that Olam Hazeh is a Hechetimtza, is an opportunity. So this is what he says. Va'omnam lav kol odom zoicha la'asais ke'beis hillel. Va'haynu pluktas beis hillel Beis Hillel l'Beis Shammai noyach shaloi nivra u'l'Beis Hillel noyach shenivra. He says the machloikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is also a machloikas about whether a person should be created altogether. Nimnu v'gomru noyach shaloi nivra. That's a very remarkable thing. Everybody tainis on Rashi, starting with the Ramban, went to Parshas Yisroi on the pasuk of Zochos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei. The whole world knows that halachas like whom? The Derech Klal, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, correct? So therefore, b'negeya this inyan, how should we pass in Zochos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei? Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. And when you have something that you are available on Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, you don't have to set it aside for Shabbos, correct? Because that's the opinion of Beis Hillel. And we pass it like Beis Hillel. So it comes to Rashi in the Pasuk of Zochos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei. Let me read to you the Rashi here. And all the Mefarshim, starting with the Ramban, Meicha Taisa, that he brings Beis Shammai. Azei Zokta. Zocha Beis Shammai B'dibur Echad Nemru, and they quotes all the others, V'chulu. And then he says, V'chein Pisroinoi, this is the Pshat, T'nu Leid Lizkar Tomidus Yoyim HaShabbos, She'im nizdamin l'chachefetz yofet tehei mazminoi l'shabbos. And Poshu Pshad at this Rashi is like Beis Shammai. He doesn't say Erev Shabbos. He says nizdamin loy. Nizdamin loy, this is the Lashon of Beis Shammai. Everyone asks, after halachas like Beis Hillel, why does he paskin here like Beis Shammai? So it's very remarkable, halacha l'maisa. Going back first to the Chassam Sefer. So the Chassam Sefer says, he'll bring this Rashi at the very end in the next paragraph, but first he says like this, that the machloikas of Noach Shaloi Nivra beis Hillel Noach Shenivra, the Vadai Hazoichim Lo Oisam Madrego Shel beis Hillel. Remember that according to the Chasam Sofer, beis Hillel is a harder level, a higher level of converting Gashmius into Ruchnius, of taking Olam Hazeh and making it the Heichet Timtza. The opportunity is an unbelievable Avodah. So beis Hillel beis Hashem Noach Shaloi Nivra beis Hillel Noach Shenivra. The Vaday Azoichim Loisim Adrega Shobeis Hillel Noyach Loisha Nivra. For them, it's good that they were born. Uketirits Taisus Masechas Avodah Zarah Dafeom et Aleph. This Gemara Masechas Avodah Zarah really deserves six shiurim, not just honorable mention. But let's just point out what is it going on in this Gemara. It's a Bavusta Gemara. The Gemara says that when the Yidin were at Har Sinai before the Chet HaEgel, Gemara is trying to be masbir to us that we should understand how far-reaching the churban of Chet HaEgel was. So to understand what the churban of the Chet HaEgel is, you have to understand what they were like before the Chet HaEgel. So we know there was a Dor Deya, and we also know that the Mekabli HaTorah was Zoychet to hear Mipi Agvura, right? Anoichin Lo. So what is the Madrega of Klal Yisrael? So you know that tomorrow is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, besides Baruch Hinavshi, because it's Rosh Chodesh, but we say, Ani Amarti Elohim Atem Uvnei El Yoin Kulchem. So the Rebbeinu Shlom says, I intended, Ani Amarti, I intended, I imagined, I expected, you know, this is all in the word Ani Amarti, that you are Elohim, you are like Malachim. So what does that mean? When was this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected them to be la malochim uvnei elyon kulchem? Zokt de Gemara asay. Omar ish lokish. Boyu v'naksik toivu l'aviseinu. Peledike loshen ha-Gemara. It really is something really special. Let us thank our forefathers, because if it was not for them, we wouldn't be here. We think, who are we talking about? No, they're talking about the door, Hamidbar, that came out of Mitzrayim. Shilmolei hein loy chotu, onu loy banu loy lo. Zokt Rashi. What does it mean? What is that? Zokta, he says, loy banu loy lom, shahoyu kimal ochim, voloy haylidu banim. An incredible thought. I'm not sure that anyone is aware of this Gemara, but the Gemara says, in the name of Rish Lakish, that if Klal Yisrael would have been what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected, Ani Amarti Elohim Atem Uvnei Elyon Kulchem, so then the Madrega Elyona of those who were at Har Sinai was such a level that they were the equivalent of Malachim, and that's where it stops. And it's like this is Shpashtus Agashmi altogether, and there's no such thing as children. So if we're around, and I guess we're happy that we're here, he says, Boyu v'nachzik toivu that they did the Egel. It's not that we're grateful that they did the Egel. You have to understand what he's saying. It's a way of saying, look what the Egel accomplished, that they are not Malachim. That's what he's saying.
But the Torah was provable. So the Torah that Hashem had in mind for them had approval?
You know, it's very wonderful when somebody asks the Kasha, that's the next line of the Gemara. So the Gemara, L'neimra, the Eloi Chotu Loi Hava Mildu, V'Hoksiv Atem Pruvu, Zot the Gemara Ad Sinai. The Gemara is, it's a Gemara, you know. The Gemara says, that's only until Maimed Ad Sinai. Between the lines, you have to understand something. The world, the way it is now, is a complication of Averis upon Averis upon Averis. That's the truth. I'll give you an example. The Sfarim say that if Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoycha to bring Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, v'chingeven gleichen yemois ha-Moshiach. Demson is Avram Avinu had this idea also. When he was going around turning the world upside down, he went to all the centers of civilization. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go to this strip of land, and he says that it's going to be built out of you. The whole idea of making a Klal Yisrael was to achieve a certain darga, which makes of the human being Elohim uvnei Elyon. That's the truth. But we are mekalkel. Kaseida, we're mekalkel. So Bechaita Egel, and then with the Dor HaMidbar and Nebuch, you had the Maisa of the Meraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu, Gambi Yisanaf Hashem Beglalchem, when Azei Vaita and Vaita, and then you have Churban Abayis. But each Darga is an opportunity for a level of Molah Ha'aretz Deyos Hashem. And the transformation of the world that comes with it is something that we can only imagine. We don't really fully comprehend because it's not shy for us to comprehend. Who can comprehend a person that reaches a Madrega of a Malach that not even a Geya Tapir Verivia anymore? So you have to understand what it means, Ad Sinai. Sinai, it means not some, you know, Ad Sinai is a mitzvah pruvu, so we answered the question. Now there's no longer a kasha. Pruvu is Ad Sinai. It means that till Sinai, because from Sinai on, it's finished. The Bria has achieved its tachlis. It could have been even by Adam Arishon. So each darga of chait transforms us to the lower level that we have to climb back again, and again we fail, and again we fail, and again we fail. The whole concept of lasid lavo is that we no longer fail. In this Gemara, the Gemara continues after it says Ad Sinai, b'Sinai namiksiv. You can't say that. Why? Because it says Leichem or Lahem, Shuvu Lachem Laha Leichem. And it's time now, because they had to be Pirish from their wives, that now that the Har Sinai is finished, they are able to go back to their tents, meaning L'simchas Aina, to the relations that they will have. Right? That's the answer of the Gemara. Not that they will have children. The Simchas Aina means only to the relations, not to have children. So what's Simchas Aina from Halachim Veisach Nisht? Rashi says, Sha'ad atones alohem al tikshu alisha. It's a peladikazach. So children not, because they're like malochim, but simcha soina, yes. But the Gemara says, Oksiv leman yitav lehem belivneihem. Loisim haim de mohar sinai. The Gemara doesn't give up. They had children. So lehem belivneihem means to those, but that's it. No more. Nazay get right at the Gemara. Ramesh Lakish, Maksiv zay sefer told us Adam. Sefer Hayo Ladam Arisha Malami Cherla Kanshmok Ladam Rishon Dor Dor Vedorshov Dor Dor Vachachomov Dor Dor Uparnosov Kivan Shigia Ladorish of Rabbi Akiva. Said Madoch that there'll be children and children and children at least till Rabbi Akiva's time. Samach Vitairosov in Isatzib in Misosai. Right? And then Vamar Rabbi Yose Ein Ben David Bo Achichun Shamish Beguf. Shanema Kiloy Oilamari Bloyla Netzach Exot Kiruach Mofanayatai Unashamai Sanios Sisi. So the Gemara, in a certain sense, gives up. There has to be children, and there are children subsequent, even Maimed Har Sinai. Zok the Gemara, what's the pshat? The Gemara, loy tema anu loy banu la'olam, elo kemisha loy banu la'olam. Zok Rashi, kemisha loy banu la'olam, v'fi sheheim chayim la'olam, v'kol zman sheheim kayomim, Ein onu chashuvim klo. The Rashi says, and the pshat of the Gemara is so far, that ein ochanani, as much as they would be on the madrega of malochim, but it doesn't mean malochim literally, and they still remain boss of Adam, and they still procreate, they still have children, and the Melu can go back and answer all the things that Puravu refers to the future as well, not just till Har Sinai. So what is Rish Lakish saying, Bechlal? If they all had children, he says, because if they would still be alive, then all the people subsequent, Doiris, who would not be on that Madrego, would be Nechshav Ki'ilu, they don't exist. A Marshal of Mahadova Doima, think the Chazanish once said that if you go back to Chofetz Chaim, or you know, go back from the Chofetz Chaim to the previous door, then you go back to the Gra, and you realize that the Gra was not so far from our time. You're talking about the late 1700s, the 1800s. So you're talking about somebody that was not so long ago compared to the whole history of Klal Yisrael. And imagine that there was before him the Gedolei Achronim who preceded him, and then the Rishonim, and the Rishonim there were the Gaonim, and before the Gaonim were the Amoraim, and before the Amoraim were the Tanoim. And Oif HaPareach, Vaavin Israf, Mechaye Mesim, Gilui Eliyahu L'Roiv. You understand very well, he says, by imagining who the Goyin was, we can imagine that we can't even be massive. We have no idea of who those that preceded him, that he himself realized and considered to be beyond measure. So Memela, we are given sometimes a picture today to imagine how great they are compared to ourselves, to appreciate how much greater the Doris HaKoidmim were. So Im HaRishonim Kemalachim, what if they were still alive? Imagine if Akiva is still alive. Abai and Rava are still alive. Imagine that the Goyin is still alive. So L'hayu Nechshavim L'Klum, we wouldn't be anything at all. We mamish would be nothing with nothing. So Memela, when you have a Dor Deya still around, when you have a Dor Deya still around, then you have Ke'ilu Ein Onu Ba'olam Klal. Hagam that this period of Arivya. So that's the answer to Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is saying that there wouldn't be children, but it's Ke'ilu there wouldn't be children, because were they there, then we would understand what level a person can arrive at Har Sinai before the Chet HaEgel, then Lo Hayinu Nechshavim L'Klum. Of course, what happened? There was a Chet HaEgel. So Memela, there was a Yerida, and Memela, we don't have that Hergish at all. Says Tosfos, Dibra Maskel Shemoli Lechotu Leibonu Le'olam, at the beginning of the Gemara, V'afagav Damina Perakama De'erevin, Nimnu V'gamru Noyach Le'adam Shaloi Nivra. So what's Tosfos' question from the Gemara in Erevin? There was a whole machlokes, and they finally concluded better that man should not have been created. Vashta shenivra, yifashpish b'maisav. So what does Tosfos want? So he says, Shilmali loy chotu loy banu la'olam. We have to be machzik toiva that we came into the world. It's better that we didn't come into the world. So why should we be machzik toiva? Even if you want to say that it's, so to speak, tongue-in-cheek, that he's describing the churban of the Chet HaEgel, but how can he say that it's good that we're in the world? It's better that we should not have been born into the world. We should be neshamas tachas kisei hakavod, because we just come here and we make a mess. So he says, "Hainu b'tchilas leidoso." He says, it's not so. Tosfos here makes a very, very important yesod known to us, that we do not say noyach shaloi nivra upon a person who lived his life and proved to be a tzaddik gadol. Lehefech, that person is a justification, a cooperation for being created. It's only at the beginning, when there's a big struggle ahead of us, and who knows if we'll win and we'll succeed, that's when it's noyach shaloi nivra. That's the Lashon HaTosfos. Hainu b'tchilas leidoso, she'ein yodua ma yehei b'sofam, avo keshu tzadik, ashrav v'ashrei hador shehu b'saychai. Fortunate is the door that he's in. And then he says, according to the Maskon, the Kamishal of Anullah Elam Asi Shapir, because, you know, then it's not a kasha altogether. So, Bikitsa, that's what the Chassam Sofer says over here. That he says, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are Choylek Noyach Shloi Nivra. He says, Uketiritz HaToysus Masechus Avodah Zarah. Meaning that if a person reaches the Madrega that Beis Hillel tries to get him to achieve, then it's Taka Noyach Shenivra. And that's what Tosfos is saying. But it's a very difficult Madrega to arrive at. And that's what he says. V'yan ruba de ruba loy zochul de Beis Hillel. Al kein nimnu v'gamru kibei shamay de noyach shaloi nivra. V'halavai v'yasu michad b'shabach l'shabatech k'daminon hosam erevin yidgimul. Meaning, better that he shouldn't be born, because the avoida of turning oylem hazeh with all its pitfalls and all its dangers. Imagine a person has the internet. So the internet is a tool, quote unquote. It's a tool, it's a possibility. What is it a possibility for? It's a possibility for maybe a little bit of Gan Eden and a huge amount of Gehenna. That Nisayon called the internet is a massive, massive Nisayon. And it's a Nisayon that you can't say it's a good thing and everybody will be Oymid bin Nisayon because they're Elachayim. It's not so. So if a person went past the internet for 50 years and was never Nichshol once, so such a person is Mutav Shenivra. And that kind of a person is Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim. That kind of a person is a Beis Hillel person, says the Chassam Sofer. He's able to take this world and negotiate all of its difficulties and he never arrives at a cul-de-sac. He always breaks through. He always manages. And he turns this world into opportunities for Avodas Hashem. He says, "Balav kol adam zoicha." And most people, they falter and they trip. They mess up. That's why Noyach Shaloi Nivra. Now, you're not going to stop the internet from existing. That's progress. So the Noyach Shaloi Nivra means when we encounter these pitfalls and these obstacles, so how many people will be able to outmaneuver it and use it as a Hecha Timtza only for Toif? So that's what he says, the Chasam Sefer, that the Avoida, we always think by Shammai, harsh, difficult, demanding. He says, Punkfaket, it's much easier to plug into Olam Abba and remain plugged in than to negotiate Olam Hazeh and to transform Olam Hazeh. That's what the Chasam Sefer is saying. And then he adds, Al Kain Yisyashe Pirish Rashi B'chumosh, the pasuk Zochas Yom HaShabbos the Katrei Kibei Shammai Ramban Toinol of Ayin Sham. So that's why Rashi said it, because Rashi holds that the Chatchila Derech is Dafka to overcome this world Keilu, not to negotiate the world. And he feels that in this Inyan, because Nimnu V'Gomru Mutav Shaloi Nivra, that was a raya that halacha here is like Beis Shammai. So it's an amazing thing what the Chasam Sofer did. He took two very disparate chazals. The chazal of Mutav Shaloi Nivra, Ashtash Nivra Yifash Bish B'maisa, and the chazal of Maseches Beya, the Machloikas Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Shammai and Hillel, about preparing for Shabbos. And he merged the two completely. And he said the Avoida of Beis Shammai is a way of managing this world that it doesn't turn into a monster that you have to tame. And the way to do that, and the only way to do that, is to take every moment and say, this is Shamayim Dik, this is Shamayim Dik. It can't be Choyl. If it's Choyl, I'm lost. And Beis Hillel said, no, you can do it. So that tzaddik who has already achieved it looks back at his life, and we can look Ashrei, Ashrav v'Ashrei Doire is the Russian of Taisis Nafheyam and Aleph and Avodazar. Dibra Hamaskel She'el Mole. Amazing thing. Svasemis has very much the same Mahalach in the Yisoid HaDvarim, but it's said very, very differently. Parshas Chayisar. The Medrash Yedei Hashem Yimei Tmimim Kishem Shehem Tmimim Kach Shnei Seyem Tmimim V'lom Anem HaShnei Chayesora Ba'acharoina. Why does it say again Shnei Chayesora? Are you Chayesora? Etc. etc. Shnei Chayesora. Why does it repeat Shnei Chayesora? Shechavivim Shnei Seyem Shal Tzadikim Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Hazeh U'ba'olam Abba. V'hinei Kol HaDvarim Yesh Lehem Shoresh Ba'Shamayim. So Hashem says that whatever goes on here in this world has a connection, has a shayrish, a root, an essence, b'shamayim. Ein b'chinas oilam shana v'nefesh, in all of the dargas, the darga of space, time, and the human being himself, there are madregas here on this earth, and there are equivalent shoroshim in shamayim. Oilam shana nefesh. V'seh she'omar, that's what the pasuk says, yoyim liyoyim, Yabia Omer, Yoim Shalamala, Liyoim Shalamakla. That's why it says Yoim Liyoim. There's a parallel. There's always a two-tiered existence. What goes on here, and the parallel that goes on Bashamay. But Tzadikim Tzrichim Lechaber HaKoil El HaShayish. The avoid of the Tzadikim is to merge the two, to connect what goes on Ba'ilam Hazeh to that Shayish. V'zeh Iker Shem Tzadik, the Achid B'Shmai V'Ara. That he unites heaven and earth. Ubechina sadik ze yesh benefesh, noyach, noyach, Avram, Avram. Why are the names repeated? Because that parallel, that they make in this world a connection to the shayrish lamala. Shahoyu misachtim im ha-shayrish alahem, oz nikra tamim. Tamim hoya b'dayroisa by noyach, and Avram is halach b'fonai v'heyesom. K'moy kein ba'oilam, Eretz Yisrael b'Yerushalayim v'Beis HaMikdash. He's trying to show that in Olam Shana Nefesh, you have in Shana Yoim Yoim, right? Yoim Yoim. The Yoim of Lamata connected to the Yoim Lamala. That's Shana, that's Man. Then he has in the person, the human being, Noyach, Noyach, Avram, Avram, that they're Mechaber themselves to their Shoresh El Yoim, and that's when they're called Tamin. And what's left? Olam. Space. So where is that concept evident in space? That you have a makom called Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael you have a makom called Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim you have a makom called Beis HaMikdash, and all that's Lamata has its parallel Lamala, as everyone knows, that there's a Beis HaMikdash Tachtoim, and there's a Beis HaMikdash Elyon. Shal Shem Zeh Nikru Yerushalayim Al HaShleimus, Deksiv Ke'ir Shechubra Lo Yachtov. Yachtov means that there's a Chibur of the Elyon with the Tachtoim. V'chei Nikru Tzedek. Pasuk says tzedek yolin ba ir had tzedek kiryo ne'amona u'kamay kein bizman v'shona shabbos sholem. He says that in time there's also such a thing. First he said it by yomim, but now he says it in the bechina of Shabbos. V'lochein kol ma'ase Shabbos kefulin lecha mishne zocher leyoim shaboy mis'ala hazman el hashayush zocher v'shom v'dibarechot, and so on and so forth. You have all of the connections. Everything in Shabbos is bekeifel. V'akol toli b'bnei Yisrael v'tzadikim k'de isa tzadik ba'ir hu hoida ziva hadara. Pirush. Shemaitzi mikoyach al apoyel hoid ziva hadar sheyesh b'shoyresh oisei hamokar. The tzadik in the ear is able to change the ear and transform it so that it matches its potential lamala. Hu hoida hu ziva hadara shemaitzi mikoyach al apoyel Hoyd v'ziva hada sheyesh b'shoyresh oisemak. K'may kein b'zman ki beis hamikdash ki kakadosh baruch hu mechadish b'chol yoy ma'aseh breishis uksiv ha'ira shachar doshu chazal ani meir hashachar ve'ein hashachar meir oisim. V'al zeh kosuv liskoy v'al v'osoysa yoyim yoyim v'yoyim delamato v'yoyim delamalo, and these are the two glosses in the shnei psachim that Chazal speak about. In other words, you turn the Olam Hazeh into its Shoyresh LaOlam Haba. And that's V'zeh Yoyim Yoyim Yaham Aslonu She'zeh Mutal Al HaTzadikim L'Hochin HaYomim Shalamata She'yu Kalim L'Kabel HaShefa MiYomim Eilu Shabbat Shamayim. So how does this connect to the Shiloh Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel? The question is, how do you do this? Is it Milamala Lamata or is it Milamata Lamala? The Isa B'Gemara Beis Shammah Oymim Mechad B'Shabbato L'Shabbato V'Hillel Mida Acheres Hoysalo Baruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim Ayin Shom Masachus Beyer V'Ein Beis Madregos Ki HaShabbos Ma'a L'Hayoyim Shalamato V'Nizbata L'El HaShayrish. The Koyach of Shabbos is that it takes the Chol and it transforms it, because the Chol gets absorbed Ke'ilu into the Koyach of Shabbos. V'Lachein Isa Shabbos Yoyim D'Nishmosim V'Lav D'Gufa. It's a himlish shazach Shabbos. It's a yom haneshamos. Ki kashem izgala oylem shalemala, oylem delemato loy adche b'shma. And that's what it says in the Zohar. So it says here that midas beis hillel, the next line in the middle, hu letaken yemei hamaisa, to fix the yemei hamaisa liyos achuzim umis akadim biyomim shalemala, v'zeu b'chinas yom yom. V'zeinyin machloikus b'gimora v'avrom zokin bo b'yomim v'ashem berechas avrom b'koil. So he says that there are two opinions in Chazal. What is v'ashem berechas avrom b'koil? The first opinion is, as everybody knows, yesh oimim she loy hoyo loy bas kol ikar v'yesh oimim bas hoyso loy, and her name was b'koil. Hashem Berech Zavron with a girl by the name of Bakoil. Or Bakoil, and Loi Hoyo Loi Bas. So who can now? Ka'akoil Moidim Shinis'ala Avram Avinu Lo'olam Shalamala. Shazet Pirish Zokim Baba Yomim. V'yesh Oimrim, Ki Nis'ala Mamish Lamala Minateva. V'Hashem Berech Bebechinas HaShabbos, Dekulu Birchoyin Beit Halyon. Avo Bas Hu Inyon Mida Umekabo, Shubechinas Oilam Atachtan. The feminine is a mekabel. Kishu misukon umuchon lekabel habrocha. Machain yesh oimim afilu brata lechasrei rachmana shahayu lebechinas bas ubakol shma Shayadavuk misached b'shayrish ha'elyon. So the two taichin in what happened by Avraham Avinu, he connects to the machloikus in Beis Shammai in Beis Hillel, and this connects further to the question of how are you mischaber to the shayrish ha'elyon. So are you absorbed in the shayrish ha'elyon, and you become completely misached with it to the point where you are shaykh to the Elyon more than the Tachtoy, or lehefech, that chibur allows you to remain the Tachtoy, but the unique of the Tachtoy is the Shoyrish HaElyon. So he says, if you learn that Bas Hoysaloi, right, so then the chibur is not total, but you have a base kibul from which to be the kabul, the shef of the Elyon. If he has no bas at all, he doesn't need a bas because he's already totally mischaber to the Shoyrish HaElyon. And that, he says, is the machloikus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and that is the question: do you connect completely to Shabbos, or do you bring the hashpa of Shabbos into the Olam Hazeh, and you use the Chol as a hechetimtza? Again, they're saying essentially the same yisoid, but in a very different way, that you're using the Chol as a hechetimtza to be misachet to the Shoyrish HaElyon. Just b'negeya, this idea that Beis Shammai is connecting to the Shoyrish HaElyon Lagamri. So I have in one of the Sfarim that I put together a lot of my Mekoymus in this Inyan, I have a shtickle about something that one of you raised at the end of the Shir, that another Nekuda, which we didn't mention until now, is that there are those who say that the halacha will be like Beis Shammai la'asid lovay. In general, in all the machloikas in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the halacha will be like Beis Shammai la'asid lovay. So the question is, where does it say that bechlal? I was very interested, something that the whole world says, that the halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai. Where does Chazal say that? So the answer is, there is no such Chazal. There's no Chazal anywhere. I'm talking about in the Medrashim, in the Gemaras, in the Bavli, Yerushalmi, Mishnayos. There's no Chazal that says, and there's no Tanoim, no Amoraim, and not even in the Tekufas Hagoinim. Where does it come from? So I point out that this is mentioned for the first time in the name of the Ari HaKadosh. The Sefer Koimetz HaMincha of Reb Tzadok HaKoyin, for example, right? So he writes, V'lachein kosu ha-mekubolin V'asid ha-locha ke-Beis Shammai Stuhu l'chumra Kosu ha-mekubolin. It doesn't say there, he was a Bokin Kalatei Rekula Reb Tzadok HaKoyin. Yet, the same thing in the Sefer David Tzedek, he says the same thing. Yeah, the Chidah, who was also a Baki in Kalatei Rekula, and wrote many, many Svarim to prove it, he also writes in the Sefer Pesach Einayim, which is on Pirkei Avos, so Pirkei Avos Perek Hei, on the Inyan of Kol Machloikes Shehim L'Shem Shamayim Soifel L'Hiskayin, he writes, Shamati, the Shalibisoif Lasid Lava Yiskayim Svaris Beishamim. Very interesting, in the Siddur Isha Yisrael of in the Avnei Leo, in the name, it's by the Rebbe Avram, B'nai Shal Agra, he writes on the Pasuk, Yoitze Ur, Vare Choshech, Oitze Shalom Uvare Es HaKoyim. So he points out, what every Mefarish points out on that bracha, that it's the Lashon of the Pasuk with a difference. Because the Pasuk says, Uvare Ra. And we say in the pasuk, in the lashon of the bracha, we change it and we say ubayres hakoyim. So he writes that it's totally in lishna ma'alya nakat. We try to use a lishna ma'alya like the Gemara says in brachas daf yud aleph from the base. But then he writes, avol mikol makoy mashmos echad lahem ki al kol min klola mevorchim shakol niya ki haram meurav bakol Kishomer Lipri, for who etzem habriya hayitzir vasiya tikun vaham tokoloi lematek ulamasech agvurois. Vachain Amru also b'machshov livre b'midas hadin b'gvurois. Vachak hachitva in midas arachamim. Shenema b'yoyim asoyis Hashem elikim. Hashem with elikim. Not just midas hadin, midas arachamim as well. Eretz v'shamayim. Nimtza hi b'tchilo v'achroina, shesoyf maise b'machshov tchilo. V'shamati mimayri abba hagoyin zatzal, the gra, shalosid lova yi alocha kibay shamay, shehei m'gvurois, ki gvurois yesha yeminoi. In other words, the way it starts, that's how it's going to end. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended originally to build the world with Midas HaDin, so it's going to come out at the end, Taka Azai, because you won't need the Midas HaRachmim, because Begvurat Yesha Yeminai, the Yeshua of the Yemin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will Dafka be the Midas HaGvura, which is the Midah of Din. That point out that there's the Mesilas Yeshorim, rather, that sounds not like that. What does the Mesilas Yesharim say in Mishkal HaChasidus, Perek Chof? Maisa Dereb Tarfon Yerchiyach, Shehechmir Lahatis Ke Beis Shammai. Remember the whole story? Beis Shammai says, Be'erev, when you say Kriyashma, since it says B'shach B'cha, you have to lie down, you have to sit. Beis Hillel says, no, what Reb Tarfon said, that I was matmir like Beis Shammai. So he says, he puts himself into a sakana, so Amar lo kedaya yisa lachov ba'atzmecha shavarta al divrei Beis Hillel. Afa pi shematmir hoya. Right? So what's wrong with that? So he says, v'zeh she'inyan machloikas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel hoya inyan kovig li'Yisrael v'pnei ha-machloikas ha-gdoilo she'robsa b'neihem. V'soif soif nigmar Shalocha ke Beis Hillel la'olam, he writes. It's an interesting lashon, la'olam, forever. Hinei ki yuma shel Torah shegmar din ze yishoya b'chol toikef la'ad ul'ol me'olamim v'lo yecholesh b'shumpanim shloi te'ose Torah chas v'sholem kishtei Torahs. He's trying to explain, what did Reb Tarfon do so wrong if l'maisa he was machmir like Beis Shammai? A lot of times we have halacha lemaisa, halacha psuka, and a person wants, he can be machmir like the other tzad, if that's a tzad chumrah. So if you're noita, there's nothing wrong with being noita according to Beis Hillel, you just don't have to do it. So therefore, if he was noita and he's able to paskin sai like Beis Hillel, ke'ilu, and sai like Beis Shammai, so what is the avla? That kedai ho yisalochoi ba'atzmecha. So the Mesilas Yesharim says an amazing thing. He says that the rampant success of the Tzedakim, which nearly split Klal Yisrael apart, required an unbelievable force to bring them back together under the same rubric, under the same umbrella. So since the halacha was abgepaskin that way, to keep Klal Yisrael from going into separate directions, so anyone who violates that is threatening Ke'ilu, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael under that umbrella of Beis Hillel. So even though you would normally want to be Machmir, but in the area of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they didn't allow you to be Machmir, because they wanted the Halacha to end with Beis Hillel, so that everyone is under the same aegis, under the same rule. And therefore, Din Zeh Yishor B'chol Toikif La'ad Lo Me'olomim B'la Yecholish B'shum Ponim. So l'cha'ira it's mashma from what he says that halacha is like Beis Hillel la'olam, and the hesber that he gives that this is the way it's going to remain forever and has to be like that. But the answer is, of course, no. That's not what he's talking about b'chlal, and it's not a kasha on our mahalach that the mekubalim say that la'asid love and halacha will be like Beis Shammai. Very simply, because what he's talking about is that there should be achdus. If the achdus turns out to be under the umbrella of Beis Shammai, so be it. As long as there's achdus. At a time when it's mola or it's deus Hashem, it's not going to be machloikas anyhow. So the achdus, if it's under the umbrella of Beis Shammai, what's the problem? What he's saying is that ba'olam hazeh, before that tkufa, when there's a possibility of machloikas, and machloikas can rage so mightily that they can even fight and physically kill each other, so there had to be a tikkun. So the tikkun was to put everything under the umbrella, and the basko goes out, halacha ke Beis Hillel. And therefore, anyone who violates that is challenging the psak that it'll be la'olam, meaning la'olam while there's machlokes, but not la'olam in all eventualities and in to the end of time. So when he says la'olam olam yalamin, he means in this world, in this matzav, but not if there's going to be a different world. So I pointed out that there are many, many chazals and there are a lot of zoyas that make this yisoy that Beishamai and Shamai is from Sitra the Gvura and the Sitra the Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Gvura, as everybody knows. So the midah of Shamai and the midah of Hillel has to do with Din and with Rachamim. But Bekitzer, what I wanted to tell you is Be'ikah this yisoy. I just wanted to mention to you this Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Yutes in Masechet Shabbos is a very well-known Gemara for a lot of things. The first line of the Gemara is about Siyum, Avidna Yom Tov L'Rabbanan, right? But most of the Gemara there is speaking about how you prepare and anticipate Shabbos. So the Gemara tells us a story. The Gemara says, Bo minei Rebbe b'Rebbe Yishmoel b'Rebbe Yosi, Ashirim shebe'eretz Yisrael b'mehein zoichim, Amalei b'shvil shema'asrim, because they give ma'aser, that's why they get rich. Shenema aser ta'aser, aser, b'shvil shetis asher. Then he asks shebe'bogel that they can't give ma'aser, because there's no ma'aser to give. It's mitzvah sakluyas ba'aretz ma'aser. Parenthetically, this Gemara indirectly seems to be a raya. If the halacha of aser b'shvil shetis asher would apply to giving tzedakah, right? If it would apply to giving tzedakah, then what's the question for Bava? So they gave ma'aser from the tevua, and in Bava they gave ma'aser from their money. So what's the akasha? Is mashma from here that aser b'shvil shetis asher is dafka ma'aser mamish from the tevua? Eitz kol tevua zarecha, and does not provide that guarantee if you give ma'aser from your parnasa. Just a derech agav, a point that the Sfarim write about and discuss. But meanwhile, the Gemara asks, "Shebabava b'mayin zaychin, amalei b'shul shemechabdim es ha'tayra, because they have covered ha'tayra, they become rich. It's an interesting segula. U'bishar arotzis, where they don't have so much tayra going on, b'shar arotzis b'mayin zaychin, amalei b'shul shemechabdim es ha'shabbos." The Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba Pam Achas Nisarachti Eitzel Balabayis Belutkiya. So Lutkiya is Nish Bavel and Sinish Eretz Yisrael. And Heviu Lefonav Shulchan Shel Zohov. They put down a table which was made of solid gold. Masui Shisha Osa Bnei Odom. You needed 16 people to carry the table. Vishesh Esrei Shal Shalois Shal Kesef Kvuas Boi. Anyhow, this fellow was obviously extraordinarily wealthy. When they would put the table down, they would say, "Lashem aretz imaloyam." Ukeshem esalkin oisay oimim hashamayim hashamayim lashem aretz nasam v'dmeyodim. This was their minute. Amarti loy b'ni. How did you get so wealthy? So the answer, he says, is he was a butcher. His bikitza, and then there's other gemaras about the chashivas of Shabbos and that Shabbos gives a special ingredient to the foods of Shabbos and so on, etc. What is the gemara here saying? The gemara here is saying that the katzav prepared. When did he prepare?
Agansavoch
avada. Because if you're talking about preparing for Shabbos, that means you talk about Erev Shabbos, Yochel B'Shabbos. If the butcher doesn't prepare you a cut of meat Erev Shabbos, you're not going to have anything. There's a chiddush here, right? So what is the chiddush? The chiddush is that he did like
Beishamai.
So the poskim say that even though normally we say halacha, and this is very much not like Shemesilas Yesharim. The Paiskim say that even though the Magen Avraham, he said, L'chatchila, you should do like Beis Hamikdash. You should prepare a whole week. So that is why Rashi also brings, because this Gemara corroborates it. You want to be rich? Make sure you prepare for Shabbos in advance. It could be, by the way, that Mechabnes HaShabbos for the Katzav, he was worried about the whole city having that Hatzlocha. Maybe that gave him an extra edge. But it's a very important Gemara to be aware of in this sugya, because it's very much mashma that he did dafka like Beis Hamikdash. He's a Rabbeinu Yoinu. B'chol drachecha da'ayim. We went into the Himmel. We went into the Himmel literally. But I wanted to come back a little bit down to earth. B'chol drachecha da'ayim. So, gam yesh l'farish b'chol drachecha da'ayim. Al tishkach b'tir doscha b'malachtecha zichroin machsheves oil shamayim v'yirosoi v'roi memusoi. I just wanted to make an observation. The yisoid of Yiddishkeit is the achdus of a person in his avodah, that there's no such thing as sacred and profane really, and that everything has to be with an avona of the mitzvahs t'midiyos. The concept of mitzvah t'midis, so you'll ask me when should I do this, when do I love Hashem? So the answer is perpetually. So what does perpetually mean? So remember, we learned a while back the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tshuva in the 10th Perek. So he says you walk around the whole day. So I asked, if somebody walks around in a fog, he's never going to be able to accomplish anything. You mean to tell me the computer programmer, a nice clean umless kalu in the kia, He's programming, and while he's programming, he's pressing the buttons at random, because his machshava is completely absorbed with thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, naturally, I mean, whatever program he makes, it could be, I don't know, who knows what he'll accomplish, but Lebaisim, but Derech HaTeva, it's a disaster. He has to have total concentration and total focus, and he has to really know what he's doing, and he has to, and not only that, as I point out over and over again, the demands of the Parnasa, that you're working for a boss, usually, requires you, al pi halacha, to focus and concentrate on the work. So imagine a person, you tell a person that, you know, there could be a hechetimtza, that someone is an Eved Hashem, that thinks about the Ribbono Shalom totally, and he's over averus on a regular basis. How could it be? The answer is very partial. He thinks about it while he's working. Because if you're absorbed with the Ribbono Shel Olam and your mind is wandering in the Olam HaSalyonim, you can't concentrate. Imagine a surgeon. A surgeon is doing something very delicate, and his mind is wandering. He says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I love you so much. It's mamish nish segleidin. Mamish, all of my evarim, I'm absorbed. Kolatz moisai taimarna Hashem mikam oicha. And meanwhile, the nurse is saying, he's hemorrhaging, he's dying. Ribbono Shel Olam, wake up! It's obvious to anyone that's 5 years old that it can't mean 24/7. So then what does it mean? So you'll tell me it means whenever you have space, whenever you have some time. That's true, but it's not true. Because what that says almost is that there's demarcations. There are boundary lines. There are no boundary lines. So how do you do it? That's the pshat of Kol Ma'asecha L'Shem Shamayim. You don't need the Rambam for this, and you don't have. You can't make a machloikas beisham beis hillel out of this. The idea is that a person, wherever he is and whatever he does, it has to be in its component an avodas Hashem, and that's how you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the answer, the only answer to the Rambam. We ask a question: what does the Rambam want? That everybody should walk around in a fog? Somebody who's lovesick can't function. That's why marriage has to evolve. You can't remain at that moment when you just found your bashert. Because that moment is a certain kind of moment, and that hergish is a certain kind of hergish, and you're walking on what they call cloud nine. I don't know where that comes from, the cloud. But a person A person is yeah, there's shiva rikiyah. Vaistois that this person is so much, he forgot that there's shiva rikiyah, but he's even vaita. He keeps going. So if you're on that spaceship, you're not going to come down to Earth. If you're not coming down to Earth, you're not going to function. If you're not going to function, there's no marriage. There's no such thing. And the haraya, later on, it evolves into something where the lishonis are different. You don't bring... Most people do not bring their wives a bottle of champagne and a barbeis vos on the 42nd birthday. As they get this. You know, they may have tinus, but the bottom line is that I'm a tutus list. Why not? You don't do it. But would you forget in the first 2 years of marriage? Definitely not. Why not? Because it's a different kind of hergish. The hergish of discovery and the hergish of preoccupation, you know, this is something that is only shayach at the beginning. So you'll say, Shema Taimar, that's a higher madrega? It is definitely not. And that's what the Rambam is telling me. The ultimate commitment that shows absorption is that every moment I'm devoted to her. Every moment I want to know what can I do for her? How can I make life better for her? That's real ahava. And that's absorption. The chaylas ahava requires that it should start out like that to reach that madrega, but it's not the end, it's just the beginning. That's how I understand the Rambam. And the same thing, a person cannot be a disintegration. He cannot be a separate entity and compartmentalized in such a way that from time to time, he's Oved as Hashem. And I really think, I'm not going to give labels, Chas v'Shalom, because I'm not interested in myself making machloikas. But the fact of the matter is that they're a Yidin, that they do things that are orthodox. They daven. They may even daven betzibah three times a day. They go to minyan. They makbid on minyan. They keep Shabbos. But the day and their lives is something else. That's a person who can just as well pick up a New York Times and pick up a sefer. He's not on fire that he should become a Talmud Chacham. He's not on fire that he has to be a real Eved Hashem. He's not busy making money so that he can use that money for only things that have to do with Kedusha and Tahara, for supporting Meisters and so on. And he wants to have a good time and he wants to enjoy this world for what it is. Not that there's an Iser to enjoy things. Lehefech. But the hanor that a person has, the biggest raya is brachas. Lefanan alacharo, we have to connect that hanor with Ranish Lala. The minute you separate the two, the minute you create those compartments, you're over the avera of the mitzvah's tmidiyos. Because that's the taich of tmidiyos. Tmidiyos doesn't mean 24-7 in your consciousness. It means 24-7 in the priming of your life. What is making this happen? Why am I doing this? The answer is because you're in Eved Hashem. If that's not the answer, then you're broken into pieces. And there are pieces of you that are not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really the whole idea here. So I think that these two lines, it's just two lines. He says you're going to be busy working. How easy it is to forget at that moment that there's an Eibishter in the Welt and that you're an Eved Hashem and that your responsibilities for HaKadosh Baruch Hu have not ceased for a second. It seems to me that the nafkamina is not just in Ruchni Yizdika Zachem. I always quote the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Chivus, and I'll never cease to quote it because it's a revelation and it's a rule and it is the essence of what it means to be a Yid. I'll give you an example that's not the Rambam's Chayiv Lavoy, the fool's man b'chol koyfei. Guy goes into the supermarket and he wants to get out of there as quickly as possible. So he tells his children or his wife or whoever it is, you pack up, and he's planning to have two or three shopping. Can I know? He's a mishpacha baruch hazvanim, as they call them, and they have a lot of needs, and they have a lot of food requirements, and they fill up two or three shopping carts, and then I'm going to stand online behind 20 people. That's like an hour's time. I don't want to do that. So since there are two of them, One of them grabs a shopping cart, puts in three or four or five items, runs to the line. There's three or four people ahead of him, not 20. He's already saved himself. What about all the shopping? That the wife does. Then when it's more or less his turn, she comes running with two big shopping carts full, and she goes over, Anitzachan. We beat the system. So somebody thinks of, think about it for a minute. Somebody thinks about this, and he says, that you can't do because it's a Chil Hashem. Yeah, it's a Chil Hashem. Person buys an air conditioner, and the law is that after 30 days, you can give it back for whatever reason. You don't have to explain yourself. Buys an air conditioner, uses it in its bungalow, has a bungalow for 30 days, brings it back. Since the summer ends for everybody at the same time, so Walmart or whatever it is, they end up with 200 air conditioners that all of a sudden people decided they really don't want. Because they're no good, whatever. They're no good because that's going to be winter. Of course they're no good. What good is an air conditioner in the winter time, especially if you don't live there anymore? You're going back home. So everybody says, Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem. You're allowed to do it? Yeah, but it is a Chil Hashem. Avad is a Chil Hashem. A person is online to go to the Brooklyn Bridge on the FDR Drive. Everybody knows who takes that route, which I do all the time, that certainly at certain times of the day, there's 200 cars waiting to get onto the Brooklyn Bridge. And the next two lanes, which are going to the tunnel costs money. Most people do not use the tunnel. So, only the poor people use the tunnel. Because they have no concern for money but life. It's a fa-fa-fa, you know, what's the difference? Another couple of dollars. But all the gvirim, they go to the bridge. So Bekitza, you have a line of 50 people, wait, 50? 500! And it goes till Houston Street sometimes. That's how bad it is. So you're not going to wait for that. You're going to go on the other side, on the lane that goes to the tunnel, until the last second, and you get a yip! And you go in, and, you know, and you have enough kindness to the person who's waiting there that he doesn't let you so easily go in. Because he thinks it's a big avla. He could do that also. And why did he have to wait 20 minutes? So what do you say? It's a Chil Hashem. Person eating an ice cream in the mall, or the children are eating ice cream in the mall, and they're walking, and you take off the wrapper, you drop it on the floor. What do you say? Chil Hashem. It's retarded. It's not pshat. Chil Hashem sounds like, you know, there's this thing that if it wouldn't be Lu Yitzuyer, you'd be allowed to do all of these things. It's not Chil Hashem. It's a Fadarbenkeit. You know what Fadarbenkeit means? A corruption of the personality. An inherent, essential corruption of your nature. It means that at that moment, you have no shaykhus to being an Eved Hashem. Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah means that a person has to be an Eved Hashem in his normal Hanhoga. Because otherwise, what are you baklal? What is Yiddishkeit? Yiddishkeit is that a person should be a behema until he comes to shul, or there should be a rasha until he gets to Shabbos. What is Yiddishkeit? What's all the Torah learning? What are you talking about, Chil Hashem? Chil Hashem sounds like something very esoteric. It's terrible. It is Chil Hashem, by the way. And Chil Hashem, there's no ad tamuzin rachmana litzlan. But that's not the nekuda. You don't have to take out the Gatling guns or the howitzers or the big machine guns to knock something down like this. All you have to do is say, what are you all about? How can you do this? Why are you doing this? Where are you coming from? And there is no answer. Because the whole of the Torah says, you have to be derech eretz tzedek, you have to be a mensch, you have to be kind, you have to be gentle, you have to take other people into account. And in that, when it says that you have to make a kiddush Hashem, it's because when that person looks at you, yid or goy, and he sees that you are not a behema, you are not stam a person that's just living, but you have values and you're consistent with your values and you appreciate the other person and you're concerned about the other person, how bad are you going to make a kiddush Hashem? Because they see something that they don't expect. That is not the reason why you're doing it. That is the poel yoytze of what happens, the kiddush Hashem. I do it because I'm compelled to do it. I do it because that's what a yid is. I don't know if I'm making myself clear, but I can't do a better job. A yid is an eved Hashem that comes out of all of his evarim and all of his metziyasin, and that is really the mitzvah's tmidiyos. So when I act like this, I am indicating my avas Hashem. When I act like this, I'm indicating what it means that I'm a Yid. And that's why you go on, they should only forgive me, but you go on 13th Avenue and the cars are parked double, sometimes triple. Because Baruch Hashem, it's a one-way street now. It's been that way for quite a while. So you double park on this side, double park from the other side also. And in between, they leave you room for a bicycle to go through. Yeah. And you're driving. You're not supposed to drive more than 30 miles an hour. 30 miles an hour is very dangerous itself. Kids can come out in the middle of the street. But you're driving 30 miles an hour. The guy behind you, he sees that the light is about to change because it started getting yellow. The light, you know, the light is 100 feet down the block. But he already sees and he wants to get through. He starts honking on his horn like it would be an emergency, like he's from Hatzalah. What's his problem? The Hanhoga sometimes is worse than the worst Aral. It's mamish mind-boggling. No derech eretz, no gentleness, no kindness, no thinking about the other person bechlal. What is your agenda? What's so important? Where are you going? You're going to the mikveh? You're going to daven? You're going to buy something for Shabbos? It's like mamish astira minayubet. Mutav shalai nivra mishanivra. What is it? And this whole, it's mind-boggling. But vergessen im Ganzen the Yisoid of Yiddishkeit. That's what it means, lovesick. That you fetter yourself, you bind yourself, you control yourself. A person is not shaykh to the parcha of hurting another person, of ignoring another person. Because he loves the Eibishter. This is the Eibishter's Bashefinish, and I have to explain it as the Chadova Pashat. Anything that could turn into a Chil Hashem, I don't do because it's a Chil Hashem, I avoid it. I avoid it because if it's creating a Chil Hashem, is the chassimin that it's treif like chazer. So memela, I avoid it. You understand? Chil Hashem is the haychacha. It's the proof, but it isn't the purpose. The purpose is because I have to be an elach yid. And if a person is that kind of elach yid, it's Yisrael Hashem b'chaspo. Same kind of guy. Do you know the madregas that we could reach if we wanted to? And it's pathetic. It's mamish pathetic. It's pathetic. The whole hadracha. I once went into a yeshiva. Needless to say, I'm not going to mention the name of the yeshiva. But I once went to the yeshiva, Choshev Yeshiva, with the Madrich Talmidim to be Talmidei Chachom. That's their purpose. I mean, their vision is to make children Talmidei Chachom and not to be Yotzit Zayin on a high madrega. So they asked me to speak. So I decided to speak about a topic that is very vexing to me, as you see. They come into the English classes. They have very little English, but the English classes that they have, Limudei Chol, they have a spectator sport that is worse than any bullfight, that is worse than any of the gladiators in the arena in the Colosseum in Rome, in the heyday of Rome, to make charev the teacher. B'chol minei drachim v'oifan, to make him charev. Whether it's throwing spitballs at him, or walking out in the middle of the lesson, or talking to each other. I mean, there's no limit. There's mamish no limit. Yeah. Listen, kids are kids. The man's that we had in the yeshiva in my day also, plenty of whatever. But it's not on this level. And also there's something else. In those days, we were Sha'iris HaPlato. We didn't know whether we were coming or going until we got our act together, as it were. Today, Baruch Hashem, we know where we are. You know, we know where we are, and we know what's right, and we know what's wrong, and we have a control over our children. We should have a control. We have the same sprach. We're able to relate to them. We can talk to them. We speak the same language. And Afal Pi Kein. Why? Because the Teretz is English fe. English fe. English fe is a chelik of the hadracha. The Torah is more important than anything else. Okay? So English fe, don't have it. You don't want it. You're not interested in it. Don't have it. The minute you make that teacher charev, chil Hashem, tuma chil Hashem. Fadarben kait. You're training the child to be a monster. You're giving him license to be a predator. You're giving him the feeling that there's excuses for behavior that is only shaykh to the worst of the worst. And this is part of hadrach of Yiddishkeit. Chas milahaskir. It's an aveira gemura. Anyhow, I gave this drasha to the boys. And I was pretty successful. And I got a very cold reception from the Hanhola. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, they don't want to hear it because it may chas v'sholem undermine the cardinal principle that Torah is the best tzchayra. Oy va'avoy to a Yiddishkeit that cannot make the person an Adam ha'elyon, a Yisrael mensch, like Rabbi Shamshon Felhirsch used to call him, because we have to shore up our commitment to Limud HaTorah. If Limud HaTorah requires that we should become Chayis Torfais, then I don't think the Eibishter is interested in it. I really don't. And Mestama, if I wanted to, I could find chapter and verse to that effect also. But you know the opposite. Gibakuk, I always quote from Rav Steinwurzel, Zechroino Livracha, it's a good thing to end with the positive. Rav Steinwurzel is the kasha, the Chazal tell us a maisa with Rav Shimon ben Shetach. He found in the saddle of a donkey, after he bought the donkey from the guy, and the guy went on his merry way, he found an oitzer, a treasure. The guy Pashut forgot that he had hidden, you know, you have to find some place to hide it, you know, from whatever. So he hid it, and then he forgot. So when he sold the donkey, the treasure was there. So he took great pains to find this person, and he gave him back the oitzer. So the fellow said, blessed is the Eibishter, who's the Eibishter of Shimon ben Shetach. Brich Rachmana Eloka de Shimon ben Shetach. So Rav Steinwurzel Zechon Lurocha is a simple question. Who did him the taifa? Shimon ben Shetach. So what's he suddenly becoming religious, you know? He should say, Baruch Shimon ben Shetach. Blessed are you. Not only say, Zolstas Ein Gebench, the Mamish, I love you, you're wonderful, you're the best person I ever met in my entire life. You're terrific. What is this Brich Rachman? It's an interesting question. So you know, he answered very patient. And this is the Teretz, no doubt about it. He understood that no human being, unless he's answering to a higher authority, unless he has this chinuch and hadrocha of what it means to be a yid, what it means to be an Eved Hashem, he'd never be able to do it. It's too much of a nisayon. The guy's gone, he forgot. Tos akum, you know, whatever. What do you need it for? Keep the money and have yourself a good time with it. How is it shaykh for any human being to give that back? The answer is that he's one of those people. He's one of those people. Brich Rachmana El HaKadosh. Blessed is the Eibishter that has such people. Thus, this is the ultimate Kiddush Hashem. It's true. But I'm not talking about Kiddush Hashem. This is what it means to be a Yid. That's where we're headed. That's what we're supposed to be mechanech our children for. And anything that undermines that is treif as treif as chazik. You can give the person all madane olam kosher v'yosher in the most machun radika in yonim and oyrechayim yoredeya. And if you're not going to be machmir in choshen mishpat and in ben adam lechaveru, that's not even written in the Shulchan Aruch because it's so pashut, derech eretz kodma la'Torah, it's not going to happen. You're not going to have a Loka de Shimon ben Shetach, you're not going to have an Eved Hashem, and you're not going to have, unless the Eibishter has gefelach rachmanis, unless you're not going to have your Maisa Mashiach either. You could talk about Mashiach till you blew in the face. Medav ton. And the Eved Hashem is the person who, in his business, is thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam, not actively, because otherwise the program's going to be harem. It's because he is primed to be that Eved Hashem in his business. So how so? Shalom Aleichem. I work non-stop. I work with all my koyach. I don't get involved in the litzanus and the nivul peh. I don't get involved in the sheker and the hitul. I show that I do care about the copy machine, that it says no private copies. Instead of excusing myself, I work so many extra hours, I can't make a copy for myself. What is that sign? That sign means nothing to me. No. A shtate, no copies, is no copies. A person who's noyig like that, that creates a tremendous Kiddush Hashem in the workplace. But it's not the Kiddush Hashem. That's how a Jew is supposed to behave, because that's what it means to be a Jew. It's taka hand in hand. It's totally zebazeh. You know why it's such a Kiddush Hashem? Because nobody's like that. If nobody's like that, we have proof positive what good comes out of being an Erlich Hayid. Is there any Shaila? An Erlich Hayid is the best of the best. But you have to have that mitzvah medias. That's what lies in Mamish, two lines of the Rabbeinu Yoina. Gam yesh lefarish b'chol drachach b'ayu al tishkach b'tirdascha b'malachtecha zichrein machsheves oil shamayim v'yir asoy v'roimim.